From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The presidential candidates are getting down to crunch time now. In just 9 weeks, the residents of Iowa will begin the process of choosing the party nominees. But for all the candidates, their first encounter with that thing called crunch time came earlier, sometimes decades earlier, at a moment of confrontation or decision that made them who they are. Today, we begin a series of stories about those moments, and we begin with Fred Thompson and his first experience in the big leagues of American politics as chief Republican counsel in the Senate committee investigating the Watergate scandal. NPR's Peter Overby has our story.
In the spring of 1973, President Richard Nixon had just been reelected in a 49-state landslide. But the victory was tainted. Evidence kept mounting that his closest aides had conspired to suppress political opposition, most blatantly by planting an electronic bug at Democratic Party headquarters in the Watergate building in Washington. A select committee of senators began an investigation, and its top Republican was Howard Baker of Tennessee. For his chief counsel, Baker brought in a sideburned 30-year-old lawyer from his home state. Says Baker,
"I had high regard for him as a lawyer. And as a friend."
The young friend was Fred Thompson. One morning that summer, he would become famous when, at one of the nationally televised hearings, he would question a former Nixon aide named Alexander Butterfield.
"Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the President?"
"I was aware of listening devices. Yes, sir."
Thompson worked methodically with questions such as this one.
"On whose authority were they installed, Mr. Butterfield?"
"On the president's authority by way of Mr. Haldeman and Mr. Higby."
Butterfield's testimony was a pivot point in the investigation. Senator Baker had famously asked, "What did the president know and when did he know it?" After the exchange between Thompson and Butterfield, everyone knew that Baker's question could be answered definitively from the tapes. Nixon fought for a year to keep the tape secret, but when the Supreme Court ruled unanimously against him, he was done. In August 1974, he resigned. Today, Thompson's campaign website says he, quote, "gained national attention for leading the line of inquiry that revealed the audio taping system in the White House Oval Office," unquote. But in other accounts, Thompson's role in the Watergate probe was much more ambiguous. Let's start with this exchange 3 weeks before Butterfield. The witness is John Dean, formerly Nixon's chief counsel, now the star witness against the president. Thompson opens his cross-examination.
"I hope I'm not considered to be badgering you in any way, but I'm sure you realize, as one lawyer to another, that your actions and motivations are very relevant."
"In fact, if I were still at the White House, I'd probably be feeding you the questions to ask the person who's sitting here."
"Well, Mr. Dean, if I were here as I am, I would respond as I have responded, that I don't need any questions to be fed to me from anybody."
Maybe he didn't need it, but he was getting fed information. White House tapes that would later become public capture Nixon and his aides discussing the cooperation of both Thompson and Senator Baker, not once, but several times. At one point early in the hearings, Nixon is told by his lawyer that Thompson is, quote, "most cooperative, feeling more Republican every day." And he's, quote, "perfectly prepared to assist in really doing a cross-examination of John Dean." Then there's this more pointed question. How did Thompson come to question Alexander Butterfield about the tapes? Thompson already knew what Butterfield would say because Butterfield had spilled it all 3 days before in a private meeting with committee investigators. The Democratic investigator was Scott Armstrong. He had obtained an old memo written by Fred Thompson. The memo was intended to be seen only by the committee's Republicans. Thompson had summarized a set of attack points delivered from the White House for the Dean cross-examination. The memo included long quotations from Nixon. Armstrong laid the memo in front of Butterfield and asked about the long quotes. Was there a stenographer in the Oval Office? Did Nixon dictate something? Butterfield said no and no. With the question still hanging there after 3 hours, Armstrong turned it over to his Republican counterpart, Don Sanders. Armstrong now puts it this way.
"If it weren't for Thompson having created the document and collaborated with the White House on that, taping system wouldn't have been found."
Armstrong was amazed, and still is, by what the tape revelation did for Fred Thompson.
"I thought Thompson would be filling out his resume looking for new work.
Thompson's campaign didn't respond to an NPR request to speak with the candidate. But his recollections were recorded in 1992 at a reunion of Watergate Committee veterans for a program called the Public Radio Law Show. Here's Thompson recalling how the tape question first came up.
Don Sanders on the staff really was the guy who asked the question. The staff, he came to me and told me that, and that was kind of my reaction, somewhat of a surprise, to say the least.
This tape comes from the library of the University of Missouri, Columbia, which got Sanders' papers after he died in 1999. At the 1992 reunion, Sanders recalled asking Butterfield point blank if there was a taping system.
And he said, well, I was hoping you wouldn't question me about that. I wondered what I would say if I were asked that, but I feel like I have to tell the truth. So he did.
And so how did Thompson find out? Here's Don Sanders.
I called Fred out of the local pub. Did he tell you about that? And I went down and got him out, and because he was talking to some reporters, I got him away from them and took him out on the street corner and told him the story.
Once Thompson had been told, the Democrats on the committee were glad to let him be the one to drop the bombshell on TV. Stanley Cutler of the University of Wisconsin is a longtime historian of Watergate.
By having Thompson ask the question, you're having the president's own people ask the embarrassing question. So it's no great heroic task that Fred Thompson takes on.
Cutler sees Thompson as someone who successfully navigated treacherous waters while always mindful that he was working for Senator Baker. Cutler says it's not a case of someone telling truth to power. He puts it this way.
Is this a defining moment for Fred Thompson? Maybe it really was, because what it does is for the first time put him in the public eye. And I think it's safe for us to conclude of having been in the public eye, he kind of liked it.
After Watergate, Thompson worked as a lawyer and a lobbyist. He played himself in a movie about one of his legal cases in Tennessee, leading to more film and TV roles. He was elected to the Senate in 1994 and served for 8 years. And 2 months ago, he declared himself a candidate for president. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.